Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the signs of a slowing market.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking in generalities about a slowing market, but we've really got to encourage you to look at your circumstance, your corner of the world, and specifically the market you're in. You're in a micro market, a different type of property, maybe a different type of investment, a different price point, or a different area than what's the average or the usual.
Well, and that's an interesting point because that applies to my end of the zoo for sure. We talk about a market. Well, is that dealing with apartments or retail, or is that dealing with office space? Real estate isn't just real estate. It has sectors, and each food group or each sector has its own performance standard that's occurring. And then you take various neighborhoods and then various regions. Each of those perform different from the other.
That's right. For example, just before coming to the program today, I was looking at the Coburg area, the town of Coburg and the surrounding area, the 4J school district up there. And what I'm seeing is there's been 26 sales and two have been over 700,000. Now, there is inventory up there that's over 700,000, but they're just not moving. So the price point specifically has slowed much more than the usual typical market price points.
Well, how about the inventory that's coming on? How much inventory has been added relative to the 26 units, 26 sales that have occurred?
There have been twice as many homes put up for sale first quarter 2019 versus 2018. So the inventory is robust. There's more choices for buyers in that area specifically. And then when you look at the inventory that's moved, you see that 25% less sales have occurred. So buyers are going to start to see some opportunities. Now, we have new construction up there. So there is that inventory where there's some relief happening right now.
Okay. Where there's more coming on than necessarily people standing about to take care of that. So that does create an abundance of inventory. Is that true for all of Eugene Springfield, that there's enough robust building that it's overtaking the demand?
Our builders are privatizing. They're kind of doing custom builds now, and they're making sure that they're not holding land. As the market slows, they don't want to hold a lot of land. When it slows down, they're going to be covering the expense of that land during that interim period while the market recovers. So you'll see less volume being put out when we need more volume from builders. Not their fault. It's got to make sense that they're not going to be there. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.